it's Neil and Debbie arriving here.
Hi, hot cakes!
Should we start the show?
Let's get going!
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Oh.
No, we're not. We're not. I think we might as well go home, love, because we've played Kylie. I don't think we're going to peek from that.
No,
have you heard?
No, that's true, yeah.
Have you heard the happy news?
What was
about
that?
About Kylie. Have you heard the happy news about Kylie?
No, go on.
Oh, I'm not going to give it. I'm going to show my goods in the first link, Neil. That's coming up. It's Neil and Debbie. We're on Gaydio. And it's beautiful to have you listening. Cuddle in, because it's a bit like March of the Penguins. It's minus 3,000 degrees. We're cold. We're not turning on a heating yet.
No, that's
but
right.
We've got one hell of a hot show for you. Including a new feature, Neil.
Oh, right, yes.
Brand new feature involving the one, the only...
What are you looking at?
Oh. Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. And it's a limited edition one to celebrate her celebration tour by popular demand, Neil. Right. William Orbit has asked for this. William Orbit has rung us up this week and asked us for it. It's a busy, beautiful one, isn't it?
Yeah, you can tweet us, as always, at This Is Ndebs, at Gaydio. Our email, ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Quite a bit of activity on our Instagram page this week. This Is Ndebs on Instagram. More about that later.
Not surprising, it's your nudes you've been posting, isn't it? Everyone's talking about it. Everyone is talking about
it. It's Rihanna with Drake on that one. It's called What's My Name? What's My Name? It's Neil and Debbie
Tanana.
Here. Okay,
what's my name? Yeah, it is, Neil and Debbie, your winter warmers. Can we say hello to our beautiful friend, Matt Crabb, who used to work with?
Oh,
we used to work with Matt, didn't we?
Oh, yes.
Matt has tweeted out, this is Ndebs. I couldn't get tickets to Taylor yesterday. But great news... And I know you'll like this, Neil. Jane McDonald has just announced a tour for next year.
Brilliant.
It is the event of 2024. My God, I hope she is announced as the headliner for Glastonbury. My dad will go bananas. I'm starting that campaign now.
The good, the bad, and the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Our weekly delve into things that have been happening over the last 7 days or so. First of all, this is quite encouraging news, actually. The Church of England will soon bestow blessings on same-sex couples on a trial basis after a vote this week to allow the ceremonies. It means that gay Christians will be able to invite family and friends to a special service in a church to bless and celebrate their weddings. Music, readings, even confetti and other features would mean such services could look very similar to a standard church wedding. So that's very good. However, the change may deliver a bit of a final blow to the unity of the Anglican Communion. Debates over same-sex relationships have already fractured the global denomination, with some congregations having left to form more conservative associations. So,
sup up and sod off, can't they?
Singer Pink is giving away 2,000 copies of banned books at her concerts in Florida this week. Pink says she's taking a stand against the controversial book bans sweeping through the US state and other parts of America while championing the cause of free expression. Pink is not impressed by the current homophobic censorship currently proliferating the states.
I'm a voracious reader, and I'm a mom of two kids who are also voracious readers, and I can't imagine my own parents telling me what my kids can and cannot read, let alone someone else's parents, let alone someone else that doesn't even have children that are deciding what my children can read.
That's great. And she's giving these books away at her concerts in Florida this week, so it's great.
More about that later on in the show, Neil, actually.
And currently promoting the latest edition of her memoir, for which she says she was paid shedloads of money, Miriam Margolyes has told the Dish podcast that she draws the line when it comes to making money at taking part in primetime TV's big hitters.
Oh. I won't do that, what do you call it, the dancing thing.
Strictly.
They asked you to do that a few times.
Yeah,
nuts. And they asked me to go in the jungle.
Oh, yeah.
No. I've got class, love. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Neil, I'm sorry. If you had a fantasy lineup from Glastonbury, I would like Miriam Margolyes to MC the whole thing.
Oh, yes.
And I'd also love to be in the jungle and on I'm a Celebrity. Oh, that's the same show, isn't it? Oh, she's messing my head, Neil. She's just fabulous, isn't she? And no swear button allowed. Yeah, a bit more Neil. He's still got that tuft at the top. It looks a bit silly.
How about there? Just down there a bit? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are you quite comfortable there, Mr. Harry? Yeah, yeah. Keep those shavings, Neil, because we could sell those and make a fortune on eBay.
I can't switch it off.
Mr. Harry Styles, this is Neil and Debbie on Gaydio asking...
Hair.
I'd like you to Google right now, including you, Mr. Sexstone of St. Albans, Google Harry Styles shaved head.
Okay.
There's been a Facebook group that's been set up this week mourning the loss of the singer's curls because he says it all shaved off. And it looks like I'm just waiting for you to get the picture up. He looks like a love child of Mick Jagger, so very strong cheekbones, but absolutely no hair. Have you got it yet?
It's just coming
through
now.
No?
Oh.
You got it?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I know. It's quite dramatic, isn't it?
It is very much. He's really gone for it, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's definitely gone for it.
Oh, dear.
And it's to promote his new perfume, stroke aftershave, stroke scent, which is called Pleasing. Can I wear some what are you wearing? Pleasing. It's an odd name for it.
I think he looks really good.
It's really hot, yeah. You've got to have the right shape face. Haven't you, to pull that off, because it takes a lot of confidence. But there is if you are upset about this, I can set the link on Twitter for the Facebook group that her mourning that Harry Styles' is curly hair. So if you are mourning that curly hair, we're here for you, Neil, aren't we?
We are here. But I've got some news for you as well.
You've got some news for us.
Yeah, it grows back, for heaven's sakes.
No!
Come on.
Oh my, that is an exclusive to Gaydio. Harry Styles.
I'm bored. I don't like none of y'all. I'm bored.
Carlo and Drag Me Out on Gaydio. Little Debbie here.
Oh, that's a little bit Tigresque, that was.
Mm, it was, wasn't it? Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Vis-a-vis drag, Neil. I've got two drag stars on the show later on.
All right.
One of them includes this.
I learned a lot from Madonna.
Do you know who that is?
Just play it again, please.
I learned a lot from Madonna.
Who'd learn a lot from... Well, RuPaul.
Bob, the drag queen, has done an interview about what it's like to get on stage and rehearse with Madonna.
Oh, right.
And there's a new feature that's coming up, which I'm going to blow your mind with some Madonna facts, because the Madonna fans have gone absolutely... we've become obsessed about Madonna facts for the new tour, and you're going to love them, Neil. Even you will find this interesting. Even you, who hates Madonna, will find this.
I do not hate Madonna.
You tell me you did. You tell me you did. This is ndebs@gaydio. Please email us at the email address, which Neil will give out handily now because I've forgotten it.
ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. You can also find us on Instagram. This is ndebs. And we've got some marriage news this week for you from that proposal.
Sorry, were we? Steve Wright, marriage. Champagne and chocolates, marriage news on Gaydio. Oh, God.
Nicki Minaj, that's called Starships on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here.
What is she higher than, though, Neil?
What?
Higher than a mother. Higher than a mother. This is ndebs@gaydio. We've had some wonderful messages this week, Neil, which I am going to get to momentarily. It's been a busy old week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a lot going on.
Yeah. So that's that. I have actually got something to share with you, Neil. And I know you mentioned Pink in your news, but what made her react like this?
Yes, you made it!
What made her do that in the week?
Yes, you made it!
Absolutely
no idea. No idea. Well, I'm going to tell you in a little while, but didn't she look... If you haven't seen the little clip yet, didn't she look beautiful with her glasses and her pink jumper?
She always looked beautiful.
Do you remember when I sat on her... sat on her lap?
Oh, yes, Neil. When we did that interview that time, and you bristled straight in and sat in completely the wrong place.
Yeah. Can we go back in time, Neil? Because this is wonderful, because it's actually the picture for today's Doja Cat show tweet. And it was when she was promoting one of her albums. Mm. and you and I were in a fancy hotel, and we were practicing our, you know, are you going to ask this one? What would be good to ask? And we were going through what we were going to say, and the door opened, and there's sort of an anticipation when you haven't met someone before, when they're that, I mean, she is huge Pink.
Star, yeah, huge. Absolutely.
So we walked in, and there's always about 50,000 people in the room when it's a controlled interview, isn't it? Always, yeah, there's always so many linger-oners. And Neil and I saw the chairs, and I knew you took one chair, Neil, and I just sat right next to her.
You
and chaise long.
No messing.
And her PR, she burnt a hole in my forehead, Neil. She looked at me and she went, she didn't say it, but she said, "Don't sit near the talent. Don't sit near the talent." I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, Pink." And she was like, "Oh, that's okay." And she was beautiful with
it was
us,
really
wasn't she?
Beautiful, yeah. Yeah.
And I asked her, does she know that she's catnip to lesbians?
That's right, yes.
And she knew, Neil, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, well, from the way you behaved when you walked into the room, she knew it, didn't she?
I was on my stomach, wasn't I, with all 4 feet in the air. So, so enjoy that. And she was the one that advised us on that photo. She, one of her people, took the photo on today's show tweet. And she went, no, turn around. The lighting's better here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She looks great.
And you went all wibbly wobbly, almost, didn't you?
Yeah, I did go wibbly. I went catnippy.
Dirty. It's Christina Aguilera on Gaby.
Dirty birdie. Talking Neil, have you seen, it's not Debbie Gadio, have you seen Christina Aguilera in the new Did Somebody Say Just Eat? Have you seen the new advert?
I haven't, no.
First of all, A, why have they replaced Katy Perry's? Because that's the best advert ever. I eat a salad when I write a ballad. I have a sushi when I do a fruity. It's the best one. And they've got her and someone else.
What's she
advert,
doing on
just,
it?
She's just been opera. She's not even really... Well, she's singing, but she's not doing, you know.
Yeah.
Can we bring back the Katy Perry one? Because it's much better, FYI. Sorry, sidebar.
As you were saying. With them. We'll get involved with the show. You can tweet us. This is Endebs at Gabio on Instagram as well. This is Endebs. Hi, Neil and Debbie. You are so funny. Love the show. Says Matt, Rob, and the two staffers in MK. Keep being so inspired and not giving a...
We really don't
that's very
give.
Kind of you. Thank you very much.
Sorry, I need some more details. So Matt and Rob, two staffers. Are they two homosexual staffers? Are they two lesbians? Are they in a heterosexual relationship? Do those exist? And also, what are their names? I want to know more about the staffies, please.
Yes.
And are they rescues?
They're in MK, that's all it says.
Well.
Someone has to be.
Neil, oh, that's not nice, is it? Say sorry and play a song.
I love MK.
You.
Milton Keynes.
Yeah, too late now. Too little, too late.
Got some divas coming up on Freedom of Choice for you very soon.
Ooh, I mean, that song was all right, Neil, but it's no Katy Perry, Just Eat, is it?
With a sushi while I watch a movie. Play it sad when I sing a ballad. Need some ice cream, make it a swirl. Gotta treat this girl.
Oh, it's honestly, if she released that, I'd buy that. She should release it for charity. Yeah. I'm obsessed with that song now. I want to play it at my funeral. That was fabulous. Absolutely beautiful. It's a live reaction from me during that song.
Yeah.
The sun rising up.
So good, isn't it?
It is ridiculous. And I've said this before now, and I'll say it again. People who aren't into dance music are missing out so much.
Mm.
Tell me the name of the vocalist on that, Neil. Without looking. This is what upsets me about it.
Is it
Rebecca Brown?
Rebecca Brown, I was going to say.
Rebecca Brown, the fabulous Rebecca Brown.
Yeah.
You know, we should worship these people.
I know.
What do we love, Neil? What do we love?
We love dance music.
No, we love...
Divas are forever.
And Rebecca Brown is one hell of a diva with one hell of a voice.
Yeah, I know. And it's so true. So many artists, you don't know who's singing on those tracks. And yet they're the star of the show, aren't they?
Yeah, they are the star of the show. Yeah. They are. And, you know, it's not fair. Life isn't fair. So that's to conclude that bit. Neil, it is a fabulous Saturday, and I would like to share with you some really good news in a moment.
All right.
Regarding the one, the only Kylie Minogue. Have you heard about her?
No.
She's won an award.
Oh, has she?
She's won another award. And this, honestly, I don't know. The universe has been shining on Kylie. Extra bright this year. It's Madonna's year and then it's Kylie's year.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. And in that order. And this is what happened this week from the one, the only beautiful Kylie Minogue.
Hi, I just wanted to say thank you so much, Arias. Just unbelievable. Padam, thank you. I would have loved to be there with you. I'm in Vegas. You wouldn't know it. It's raining. but thank you so much to everyone. And I'm sending you all my love.
I mean, she could send us two freaking tickets to Vegas, couldn't she? But she won it for which song was that again, Kylie?
Padam. Yep. Padam.
Yeah, I don't know. But it has, isn't it? And she's not big-headed with it.
No,
I
mean, not at all. No.
If that was anyone else, I'd be like, I'm in Vegas. Do your own acceptance speech. But she was on the balcony recording it. It was absolutely tipping it down. She was about to go on stage. I mean, you've got to feel great if you're Kylie, haven't you?
Yeah, well, she's had a superb year. And she's not big-headed at all. She just takes it all in her stride, doesn't she?
Yeah. By the way, you do know I saw her the day before she announced she had breast cancer a few years ago.
Oh, no way.
Anthony and I, one of my best friends, we went to see her and she was singing a song. I remember she was, if you went to the gig, you'll know which song it is. And she was in a moon. She was like sitting in a moon, moon. And she sounded really sad. And I remember that. And she said something like, I'll see you soon. And then the next day she announced that she's taking a break because she's having treatment for breast cancer.
Yeah,
I mean, even my nana said, oh gosh, isn't it sad about Kylie? She didn't know who Kylie was. But honestly, and we were all, she's really had some tough things in her life.
Yeah.
And I just think we love her success. I'm getting so emotional, Neil. I feel like I've won the flipping aria. We better play a song before I lose it.
Slow, delicious little sexy remix that, eh?
Don't you want it slow?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they should call it. Oh, that was, I mean, Neil, that was delicious.
Yeah.
You know what it was?
What?
Almost as good as, could you drop the bed, please? Almost as good as.
Somebody say just breathe.
Ding dong. Ding ding dong.
You're obsessed.
And I can't believe it. This is Neil and Debbie. It's KDO. Hello. We're in the middle of anthems, in the throes of the best anthems in the world. And Neil has dropped the bombshell that he's never seen the Katy Perry Just Eat advert where she dresses up as a cake and she wears a hat that's made out of cheese. Neil, it's really funny. She's a really funny actress. She could play Lucille Ball in the film about Lucille Ball.
There's already been one, isn't there?
Yeah, I know. And they're idiots for not casting her, actually. So a pox on them. Neil, what have we got coming up? You've got something up your sleeve,
well,
I'm sure.
Well, I was going to do some breaking news about, have you heard about the Mighty Hoopla? And Jesse Ware are going to be playing big Mighty Hoopla next year.
Will she be playing in her big hoops, Neil? She's brilliant, Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, it's a good line. And to be honest with you, they don't even need to release the lineup because Mighty Hoopla is the biggest fun. It's Sink the Pink, but on another level.
Yeah, that's
Lisa is insisting we're going.
Are you
so
going
we're
next
going.
Year? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lisa insists. Honestly, we're going to Madonna. Right. Apparently, I've got to sell body parts to go and get tickets to go see Kylie at ITV.
Right.
No one can get tickets for that. They're going for thousands of pounds.
Kylie at ITV. What do you mean, Kylie at ITV?
Oh, my God. Kylie's playing ITV at the beginning of December.
She's playing ITV?
She's playing the Royal Albert Hall.
No.
And tickets went on. Neil, we talked about this. Tickets went on sale. And Lisa was every 2 minutes on WhatsApp. Have you tried to get tickets? I'm on 15 screens, they're open. And they went for something like, they were like £2,000 or £3,000.
Oh, no.
She's doing like an audience with Kylie Minogue.
Right. Okay, yes.
And it's going out on ITV in December.
Amazing.
I mean, hello. Who's not going to watch that?
Did you manage to get tickets?
Neil, no.
What's going to happen then?
What's going to happen? Lisa will probably dump me.
Merry Christmas. It's Toy and Running on Gaydia's Anthems. Nina Debbie here. During that song, I heard, Debbie, you disappeared off to your kitchen or something, and I heard you say, oh, that's lovely. What was that all about, eh?
Oh,
what's
just,
going on?
One of the window cleaners in the village. No, it's me. I'm because it's winter and I'm absolutely freezing. I'm trying to save money by keeping warm from the inside. And this week was the last Pensioners Yoga of the season because Vonnie, who's our yoga teacher, has gone off to Australia for 6 weeks.
Oh, lovely.
So I've got to watch myself, otherwise I will end up, Size. Oh, what's happened there? Snacksicizing to the point I can't get out the house because I'm too big to go out through the front door.
Right.
So this is actually quite boring, isn't it? Actually quite boring.
I need to ask you, we're about to do freedom of choice here. Am I right in thinking that if the diva, Catherine Ellis, were to appear, that we have to choose her? Is that...
Without a doubt, it's in the gay rule book that if Catherine, if you are ever asked in a situation if you'd like Catherine Ellis or someone else, you have to pick Catherine Ellis.
Right. Okay.
Have you picked three Catherine Ellis songs?
This is going to be fun, isn't it?
Goody, goody, yum, yum.
It's our weekly deep dive into the archive. Once again, three classic tracks. We'll play clips from each of those, and then Debbie has half an hour to decide which one of these songs in full you'll get to hear at the end of the Anthems Hour. Now, a couple of weeks ago, this particular track, this mix, was mentioned as a potential Kylie track we could have on Freedom of Choice. I know we've already played some Kylie, but this is Can't Get Blue Monday Out of My Head, choice number one. Blue Monday, Can't Get It Out of My Head. That is choice number one on Freedom of Choices.
We have already played Kylie, Neil.
I know. So
probably not that one. What's choice number two, please?
Choice number two is, well, one of your favourites, Madonna.
Oh!
Madonna and Jump, choice number two on this Super Diva Freedom of Choice this week.
That is from The Devil Wears Prada, Neil, and it's just from Confessions. It's just a superb song.
And when that film comes on, you have to watch the whole thing, don't you? You see the beginning of
the whole thing.
And you watch the whole thing, don't you?
Don't you dare make this Catherine Ellis, because I will cry. Don't dare make this Catherine Ellis, please, Neil.
With Emmanuel and McCall, here is Catherine Ellis. Yes. Oh, it doesn't get much better than that. Catherine Ellis, bow down the diva.
You absolute swine for doing that. Well, I'd like two, please. I would like Madonna into Catherine Ellis. Oh, there's a film I've watched.
These are Gaydia's anthems. Coming up after, very soon, some Calvin Harris thinking about the weekend on Gaydia.
Sorry, have you been drinking, Neil?
Yes.
Coming up after very soon.
Some tea, yeah.
Oh, dear. Neil, I'm off to go to Twitter. I look after Twitter. I'm in charge of that. I used to call it X because that's a child calling it X. And we're at This Is Ndebs on Twitter. If you'd like to, Instagram, if that's easier for your fingers. How do you get in touch with this on Instagram, please?
This is Ndebs is where you'll find us there, yes.
But right now we are off to the little blue bird in the sky and complaints come in from London Ant, Neil.
Yeah.
Debbie Ryan! Oh, God! Debbie, no, I know you know I love you dearly, but we're going to have to fall out.
Oh.
Re-vis-a-vis what you said about Doctor Who last week. which I said it's for very strange people who like it. I think you're quite odd if you're into that, because there's only one, you know, sci-fi show that's the best, and it's... Oh. Oh, no. Oh, my God, Doctor Who's taken over. And he's put a little gif of Catherine Tate into Twitter, which is always fabulous, going, are you bonkers?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Are you drunk? Do you remember that when Catherine Tate was on Eurovision?
Eurovision, yeah.
Eurovision a couple of years ago, and my God, her tates were out for the lads in that revealing dress, and she just came on, she's just like,
I'm Liverpool!
And Neil, my eyebrows came off with the fumes, did they? Yeah, Liverpool, minibar. But you love her. You love her, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Still don't like Doctor Who, though. It's still for weirdos.
As anthems, this is Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning. You can tweet our show at This Is Ndebs, and on Insta we are This Is Ndebs.
What did you just say? No, Megan, no! What did you just call that, Neil? You know, it brings me out in a rash.
I do apologise.
Stress rash. Insta. Whoever thought of calling it Insta? Stop it. No! If you'd like to contact us on Instagram or Telefonie, it is at This Is Ndebs, if you please. Sorry, Neil.
Got some hellos. In fact, some follows. We've been followed by quite a few people this week. Thanks for the follow to CBR5656, a.k.a. Clive.
Hello, Clive. No, Clive from Worthing.
Yes,
Clive from Worthing.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Clive.
Also, Von Trump, a.k.a. Robbie. Metro One. But I am Sean. Day of the Diva.
Oh, very good.
Miss Ellis. Yeah. And Dancing Scream Official. Also, Miss Ellis.
Oh, that's Catherine Ellis' brand new band, which I sadly didn't get a chance to go and see on Thursday, but definitely want to go and see her. Dancing Scream. That's such
great,
a funny name for a rock
ABBA
tribute.
Cover band, yeah,
cover band, not tribute band. Oh, she'll kill me for that. She will absolutely kill me for that. Neil.
Yes.
That was a lovely link. I don't think I can add to it.
Oh, okay. One more, just to say hello to Scottish Marty, who describes him as 40-summit with the mischievousness of a ween.
Well, I love if they're Scottish. Yeah, you got to do your... I'm half Scottish, so the ween. Yeah, give me that again, Neil.
40-something with the mischievousness of a ween.
40-something with this mischievous... what's going on? I'm doing it to do any faster, sir. Sorry, sir. No.
Ida Kaur, Let Me Think About It on Gaydio's Anthems.
And the answer's yes. Oh, yeah. There's a bit in that song there which I love. Mm. It sounds like you need to oil a door or it's a donkey and it goes... Have a listen. I might have to play it next week. In fact, that might have to be Freedom of Choice. Songs with sound effects in the middle of it.
Oh,
so something weird that you hear, that, or maybe it's just me.
That but you can't unhear when you've heard it.
No, once you hear it, it's like, oh no. Oh
no.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Neil, I've got some fabulous news to share with you about...
Yes, you made it!
We're going to celebrate the hell out of Pink, and as a lesbian, that's quite easy to do.
Yes.
We are going to worship at her altar shortly, and also I'm going to bring you something about Madonna that you never knew before in a brand new feature, which I've done some production for.
Oh, lovely. I love it when you do a bit of production on the show. Yeah, okay.
That's going out, but right now, Neil, time waits for no feature.
Our weekly deep dive into the archive, and earlier on I played three big divas for Debbie to choose from. They were Kylie, Madonna, and of course Catherine Ellis.
The rule in the gay handbook is, Neil, if you are ever offered anything Catherine Ellis related, be it, anything at all, you have to take it over everyone else, even the Queen Madonna. Stand up, please. We mentioned Madonna's name. Stand up, please. So I'm afraid it's going to happen. I'm not afraid, actually, because it's a bloody good song. And it's Emmanuel McCall. And talk to my agent. Busy.
And Debbie, please get ready for me, the Catherine Ellis, the diva that is.
Well, we did get ready for you, Your Majesty.
It's amazing, isn't
wonderful.
She?
Wonderful. I mean, seriously, what vocalist? Mm. What a vocalist.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, 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 wow. Scodio, it's freedom of choice. And it's very hard not to play Madonna, Neil. But all is not lost, because I'm going to bring you some news you never knew that you knew that you needed to know about the Queen Madonna in a bit.
Okay.
Is that taking us up to the news?
It has now. Some random clips at midday.
All right, everyone, gird your loins.
She worth her for the money.
This is the UK's LGBTQ
LBQ Plus station.
Play KDO.
Let's go.
And I'm good, Blue on Gaydio with Neil and Debbie here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Neil, in the week, something huge happened. Mm-hmm. This is Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. And as if we need to love Pink anymore. But this made me love her, so we love her up here. Mm. Loved her up through the roof now.
Yeah.
She did an Instagram live session. She looked fierce. If you get the chance to watch the whole thing, it's amazing. And what we love about Pink is she always speaks her mind.
That's right.
And this is her talking about a really dangerous thing that's happening in America at the moment. They're trying to ban books. I mean, have you ever heard of anything so stupid in your life? So this is Pink talking to some very, well, very powerful people who are trying to lobby to stop this stupid movement going on. Over to you, Pink.
I'm getting ready to go on stage later tonight, and it was super important for me to take a moment to talk about book bans, which is really, really, really breaking my heart. It's on my radar. It's kind of unbelievable, and I'm not easily shocked. So can you tell everybody about Pen America and what you guys are doing?
As you know, this is a wave that is taking over our country, our schools, our libraries. They're going after books about children of color, stories of LGBTQ families. This is censorship in its purest form. It is meant to suppress narratives that we need here as a pluralistic society. And so we have to push back. You know, this is not a country that accepts book bans. We have a First Amendment. We have the right to read what we want, to think what we want. And so I'm so happy to have you with us, alongside us in this fight.
You know, my mom called me, like 4 or 5 or 6 months ago, and she said, honey, this is how the Holocaust started, when they started burning books. And that's a really scary thing to hear from your old Jewish mother. I look at some of these books that have been banned: Girls Who Code, Catcher in the Rye, A Wrinkle in Time, To Kill a Mockingbird, The Color Purple, Along Came a Spider by James Patterson, named one of PBS's 100 Great American Reads, A Game of Thrones, Forrest Gump, The Kite Runner, The Great Gatsby, The Handmaid's Tale, Slaughterhouse-Five, The Hobbit, The Hill We Climb. I read these titles and I think, oh my God, I'm so grateful for books. Oh my God, I can't imagine not being taught empathy. I mean, I think reading teaches you, yes, you matter!
Don't you just love her?
She's brilliant.
Some people have gotten into that habit of throwing like wheels of brie onto the stage when they see performers. Pink's doing the opposite. She's throwing books out, and we love her for it.
Yeah, we
thank
absolutely
God for you,
do. Yeah,
thank
she's really absolutely
legend.
It's the magician that's called Sunlight on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here. And Leighton Williams, who is currently appearing on Strictly, made an appearance on the Kathy Burke Here Lies podcast, which this week it's really good, this podcast. Basically, various guests come on and they sort of talk about their own funeral, and they pick out who's going to go, what they're going to have as their last supper, what they want people to do at the funeral and the after party, and all of those. They discuss and have this really good discussion.
What's it called again? Because you've talked, is it called Dead Again or something?
Yeah, it's called Here Lies.
Here Lies. It's such a clever, because I mean, you
really
have
clever.
You have maybe want to run through a wall playing the Strictly music now, because you know I'm allergic to that show. But I'm really interested in anything that Kathy Burt does.
Yeah. Well, they haven't really. He says loads of phrases she doesn't understand, like generational thing, and she's actually laughing her head off about some of the stuff. But they have a lovely chat because, of course, Leighton's doing an amazing job. If you haven't watched it, it's absolutely superb on Strictly with his partner Nikita. The chemistry between them and the routines they're doing is just outstanding. If you like that kind of thing, it's brilliant. Anyway, they had a lovely chat about what Leighton thinks he has brought to Strictly as a queer man. And sort of talks about the value of representation on the show as well. And this is what they sort of were discussing.
I was the first male presenting person to wear a skirt on the show.
Yes.
You know, dancing with another guy, just like being open, like that's something that I want to concentrate on. Like,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Just opening up people's hearts and inspiring these little young kids to hopefully be,
know?
Yes, that's it. People don't think about that. That the young kids at home, they need representation.
Exactly.
It's so important that they see people like your lovely self on the telly, Saturday night, entertainment. Mm-hmm. Isn't this fabulous?
She's spot on with that. And it's a really lovely discussion they have, and it's really entertaining all the way through as well. But I just wanted you to hear that, because he's been getting quite a bit of abuse on social media, but also he's been getting posts from parents saying, my sort of 5-year-old son really loves what you're doing. He's now brave. Wearing dresses and stuff like that. It's great. It's really good.
He's brave.
And yeah. Do you know what else I loved about that? Kathy Burke's voice.
You can almost see her with like 20 Marlboro Light in her mouth, can't you? Don't smoke. It's a horrible habit. Never had one in my life.
Madonna and Celebration on Gadio.
Time for a brand new feature, Neil. Gird your lines, everyone, because in honour of the one, the only...
I am Madonna.
Everyone's in love with her, and there's been a rejuvenation of fandom and all her tour. We're learning things about her that we never knew before, Neil. And, you know, people have been posting stuff. The fan sites have gone absolutely crazy. And, well, it's sort of revealed a different side to her. So each week, while she's on tour, don't worry, it won't be forever.
Right.
It won't be forever.
Good.
We're going to have a...
Desperately seeking...
Madonna! 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 Facts! That are being posted on the fan sites.
Right.
And this one involves Bob the Drag Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And something that Bob does at the start of each Madonna show. If you've been to see her, you'll recognise this little bit, where Bob goes up and down in a massive Dangerous Liaison sort of extravaganza and throws money into the audience.
I need you all to turn up, because this is not just a show. This is not just a concert. This is not just a party.
And then Bob the Drag Queen throws 35 Madonnas into the audience.
Oh,
they've
right.
got Madonna's face on them. If you have grabbed one of them, you've paid a fortune, because you're right by the stage, and they're worth a fortune.
I was going to say,
And do you know why he throws them out onto the stage?
Do explain.
So Madonna moved to New York when she was 19, and she had $35 in her pocket. That's why Bob the Drag Queen throws 35 at every single show. And he also throws out a rosary into the audience with the name of whichever city she's playing.
Oh,
and there's only
smart.
One of those. So if you've got one of those, I mean, you could end up in hospital if he really lobs it at you.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's that? Oh, it's a rosary
from
Madonna.
So you want to go to a Madonna concert with a net, don't you?
Net, just go with a net.
Scoop it
all
up.
Get a net. Yeah, get a net Benning with you. And... on, I think it was last Tuesday, the Holy Trinity of producers turned up to the Paris concert. You had William Orbit, who said it was, quote unquote, the best concert he has ever been at for several reasons. You have to follow him. He posts some really good stuff, but that's that. Also, Stuart Price was DJing.
Right,
and also, Mirway, who produces Paradise Not For Me, was on stage. I mean, seriously, every single place she goes to, people are flocking to it.
Right.
But I want to play you this, and it's Bob the Drag Queen talking about working with, the one, the only, M. Not from James Bond.
She's really amazing. I learned a lot from Madonna. I learned a lot about professionalism. There's a reason why Madonna has 50 number ones.
Yeah.
Like, Madonna is truly, truly an icon. I do not use that word lightly. She's such a hard worker. She showed up every day on time, and she was dressed to the nines when we had to be dressed. She rehearsed in her corset and her heels. Like, she's really fierce.
I mean, she's the highest selling woman in the history of music for a reason. The lady can write a bop.
She can.
The lady can write a bop.
Yeah, a bop, like multi-million pound singles. Yeah,
she showed up on time, though, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, Neil, don't annoy a Madonna fan, especially not at the moment. Think about what you've said and let's play a song.
DNA, loving you. Neil and Debbie here on
It's easy because you're beautiful. Come on, Neil. Doobie doobie doo. Go on. If you want to hear that song in full, you know what to do, don't you?
Yes.
You can ask Sir Anthony of Murphyland, who will be along at 1 o'clock with one of the best shows on this fabulous radio station, Gadio Requests. Too much saliva in my mouth. Hello to the divine, who says, oh my God, I am going to see Madonna in December and I can't wait. What's wrong?
No, I'm happy for him.
Well, yes, you should be. Neil, you seriously get tickets. And also, if you did go and see her and you thought, actually, it's not a great gig, don't forget that Lisa and I went twice. And the first gig we went on Sunday night, and it's crap. The people, she wasn't crap. The people around us were crap. Okay. And it really brought the mood down.
Right, yeah.
And Ollie Loosemore has tweeted at This Is NDebs. I had the same experience at a Dolly Parton gig in London a few years back, and everyone just sat down.
Oh.
They didn't get up when Dolly...
Oh, that's
not.
How can you go to a gig and not take part?
Here you go again. Oh, you sit down for this one. I'm a bit tired, actually. Why bother going to a gig? Stay at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay at home and give someone who wants to go to the gig the ticket. We make a rule. Can we pass this? That boring people just stay at home. Don't go out if you don't want to have fun. Go, stay at home and cross your arms in your own room, not with the rest of us.
Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. On Gay Radio.
Trust me, she will be the headliner for Glastonbury. I'd love it to be Jay McDonald. I don't think it's going to be. It definitely won't be Madonna.
Oh, hang on. Let's go without any excuse to play that clip. I'm counting down the days until she announces she is.
She won't. I did actually hear a bit of a rumour has it on Brett. Brett Harris is on Gay Radio Afternoons. And well, he was talking about the new Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh.
Would you like to know who's going into the house?
Yes, I would.
Well, over to my beautiful friend Brett.
There's rumours going around about who's going to be appearing in it. Philip Schofield is apparently on the target list of producers.
That's the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. He's on the
target
list.
Actually, that would
list.
Be a good signing, Philip.
You think it would? Would you watch it?
Yeah,
are you
going
to watch I'm a Celebrity, Ali, a kangaroo... sorry, Ali.
Dancing is healing, nonetheless.
Yeah, amen to that, sister.
Now, you had a fabulous weekend, I believe, last weekend, with Australian Lisa visiting you in the Shires. Is that correct? How did that all go?
Yes, she did come up here and I had to clean my whole house out, so it's quite stressful.
Yes, yes.
It's quite stressful, so it's gone back to an absolute tip now no one's here. And my floored robe has returned. Yes, my beautiful girlfriend, who I believe she filed her report.
She has. Here she comes now. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Neil. Aww. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, darling.
Hello, Alex. Aww. Oh, wow. Has Debbie told you about last weekend? She was the hostess with the mostest. We had a lovely weekend in the countryside.
Good.
She made her world famous mulled wine.
Oh.
I genuinely have never had better mulled wine.
Oh, wow.
She made cheese straws. She made a fish pie. She took us on walks. We had the fire lit all weekend. It was wonderful. It was very relaxing. Mm-hmm. So this weekend now, we have to do fabulous things and we're going to go to a Studio 54 party tonight.
Ooh.
So we've got to get all the glitz and glamour going for that.
Right, yes.
And I feel like I've been providing Debbie with all sorts of Madonna, Kylie and Cher information all week.
Right.
It's like the week of the female singers, the divas.
Yes.
So it's a good week if you like any of those people. And I am still intent on going to Madonna again. Anyway, I hope your show's awesome. Oh, it's going to be awesome. All right. Love you, miss you, mean it. Bye.
By the way, just like how she said, I'm going to Madonna.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
She's completely
flipped, hasn't she?
Seriously, she's pushed me down those stairs like showgirls.
Yeah.
I'm history.
Yeah.
I'll just get the tickets and then she'll take them and, go on her own.
Yeah.
Two seats to herself. I've got that breaking Cher news that she gave me next.
Oh, right. Yes, please. Yeah, love the Cher news. Neil and Debbie on Gaydio with Anthony Murphy with us soon. Gaydio requests coming up.
And be sure to ask for some Jay McDonald because Anthony, you have heard that she's going on world tour. In fact, he'll probably be supporting her. He'll probably be like
probably
doing
the secretary
MC.
Of a fan club.
Happy birthday as well. Anthony had his birthday in the week. Oh, that wasn't from the heart, Neil, was it?
Slipped out.
Was that from your mouth? Neil, some breaking news about Cher from my girlfriend, Australian Lisa. It has been announced that on the 1st of December, Cher will be joining Julia Roberts and Tom Hanks on the Graham Norton Show.
Oh, wow. I'll be watching that.
Guess what she'll be talking about, Neil?
Her Christmas album, would it be?
Okay, wait. Cher plus a Christmas album.
Amazing. They should just call it there.
Yeah.
They should call it that, shouldn't they? Yes, she will be. And Oh, we're moving on then.
We haven't got much time left on the show. Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, and that is it for another show, I'm afraid. Flown by.
It has flown by, and can I put my request in for Gaydio requests? Mm. Please, could I have... Have we not got time to play it?
What? Want my curry in a hurry? No, he's
can
not
I have
play that.
Katy Perry's Just Eat song, please, Anthony? I love you dearly more than I love you.
Extra, extra, tweet all about it. When I want it,
margarita with extra cheese on it. Download now, all I gotta do is pull up my phone. Oh no, let me start again. Can I start again? Because this is my favourite bit. Hurry in a hurry. Extra sauce on the low. Boo, whoa, no. And I want to see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think the delivery. Honestly, it would be my karaoke song.
Right.
I really love it.
It's funny, isn't it, when you hear somebody else singing along to something on the radio and they're not really singing properly. That's one of my favourite things ever to hear. That was great.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for that. Thanks, Pertz. Thanks, Pertz. Oh, hey, by the way, did you see... Celebrity Gogglebox.
I did see a little bit of it. If it was the one that was repeated in the week, I think I saw one of
Jenny
the
Saunders.
Yes, Jenny she Saunders was. That's on. Right, she was, wasn't she? Yeah.
Doesn't her... This is such a stupid thing to say, but doesn't her daughter spin image of her?
Yeah, no, yeah. Yes, yeah.
And I was sort of... I wanted her to say, oh, come on, Bolly. She's a Bolly darling. But I really like, she's great on it. My fantasy would be Jennifer Saunders and Joanna Lumley on the couch.
Oh, yes. Now, that would be a great combo.
Would it be a good call, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would. And then halfway through, you just hear ding dong. Halfway through it, Neil, you'd hear this.
Dawn French would turn up.
Ding dong. Ding, 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 dong. And it would be her comedy partner, Dawn, shouting through the letterbox, as you just said.
Yeah.
Oh, I really like that.
Yeah, I've got a clip for next week's show, actually, of Joanna Lumley discussing or explaining how kind of kernel of Patsy came about.
Oh, lovely.
Which I'll be on the show next week.
Well, that's quite a good tease for next week. I've got some awards that we didn't get to this week.
Right. Okay.
And a Supernature.
Oh, we have. Do you know, we haven't. I was thinking that the other in the week. We haven't had a Supernature for a while.
I've got three Supernatures to give you, so you can have your pick. You can have your pick next week, whether you'd like a snake or a croc or a kangaroo or Antipodean. Antipodean. Yeah.
I look forward to that.
You sarcastic son of a... And also, we will have I'm a Celebrity, Arlie, can sex with podcast extra bits, and we can be a bit rude.
Oh, yes.
Can
what,
set out.
What was it you said?
Kangaroo bollock. Sorry, love.
Just came
but it
out,
is.
Didn't
that's
it?
All they eat. It's all they. That's all they seem to eat. It's like a kangaroo penis or kangaroo bollock. It's horrible.
Mm.
It really is quite nasty.
It is. It's quite.
Are you
going to
watch it?
Well, no doubt I will. Because
me too. Can't wait.
It's going to be the show everybody's talking about. It. The water cooler show of the year. Yeah.
Oh, water. No one has a water cooler anymore. It's embarrassing. But you know, last year we had.
I'm just a scrubber.
Yeah.
It was a really good one last year, wasn't
very
it?
Good, yeah.
Name me more than three people on it.
I've no idea. I haven't even seen the lineup yet.
No. From last
year. Oh, from last year. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Boy George. And,
Boy George. Who else?
Couldn't tell you. No,
no
idea.
No, me neither. No, me neither. My favourite for this year, and I've always loved her, is Grace Dent.
Oh, right, yeah.
She used to write Grace and Flavour, the food column, in the Evening Standard. And when we were recorded in our studio in London, Neil, I used to rush out and buy that and read it and laugh my head off. She's so witty, punchy and funny.
Standard was
and
she free. Takes,
it was for free, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should rush out and buy it.
Yeah, you're quite right. Nothing I can say to that.
But no, she is funny. She's a character, isn't she?
She really is. And, you know, I don't... good luck. I hope that she's teamed up with Nigel Farage and she just says, I think you're a pillock. Because she won't... She's northern. She won't hold back, Neil.
No,
she's
no.
really quite... Yeah. She'll lay in.
Yeah, he needs pricking,
she will lay in.
He definitely needs
she
pricking.
Does it in a, like, Lancashire accent as well. So I'm really looking forward to hearing that. But everyone else, I don't know who's... Oh, Jamie Lee Spears or something.
I've
Jamie
no,
Lynn
I've,
Spears. I've Britney's sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
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 If ITV would like Neil and I to do the red button, we can. We are available, aren't we?
We wouldn't know who any of them were, would they?
We don't know who any of them are. No, we'll just. All we need for payment is one kangaroo bollock each.
Neil and Debbie.